Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that in the matter of case number 9,492, since we've subpoenaed someone to be here, that we move that to the beginning of the meeting.
Okay, 9,492, all right. Are there any other additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I have a letter from William Schaub. If we, due to some circumstances tonight, if he can move his cases 9508, 9509, 9510, and 11 to the end of the meeting, at the end of the agenda.
I think the request was that be moved to the beginning, right?
To the end.
No, it was going to be the end, but the letter I had to change because of they changed the scheduling of the awards dinner tonight.
So it's so the beginning.
The letter I brought over today was asking if there's any chance of being at the beginning. My son was informed he's getting an award at our awards dinner, and they changed the time. So when I spoke with Lawrence, I had said the end, but then I brought the letter of the day.
Oh, okay, yeah, we were told at the end, so it is, you'd like to have it at the beginning.
If possible.
Oh, okay, no, that's all right.
Is there anyone in objection?
Is there anyone here in objections to that? Hearing no objections? Okay, Chair will entertain a motion with the changes.
That'd be after the...
The first one, after the first one.
Move the changes in the agenda approved.
Have a second to that?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda with the changes as presented. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explaining the request, and presenting any testimony or exhibits in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witnesses that are called. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will be asked to go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons wishing to speak must be sworn in. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. It is not necessary that you speak in order to register your approval or disapproval, as the board will ask for a show of hands. The board may ask questions of anyone who does speak. Once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we'd appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. Okay, our first case, please, will be 9,492.
Yes, case number 9,492, Brent Riley. It's south of Road 270A, south of First Street, being lots 1, Section C, within Truvelle Acres Development. It's a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Steve Becker, Love Homes, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give to a correct personality?
I do.
Mr. Becker, when case number 9,492 was heard a couple of weeks ago, there was testimony that the reason for two or three variances being requested was because of the way that Love Homes had set the dwelling on the property. And in addition to those concerns, the board has
had four or five instances over the last couple of years in which variances were required because of the placement of homes by one of the Love Homes dealerships, and we board wanted to have you come in and explain specifically what happened in case number 9492 with respect to Mr. Riley's property.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Would you identify what your position is with Love Homes?
I am the general sales manager at Love Homes.
And that is in the Millsboro?
Millsboro.
Okay.
May I also state for the record that that is since December of last year. So I can answer any question, gentlemen, ladies, from December until now about what happened, because I was involved in all of those decisions. Previous to that, I will not be able to offer anything but my opinion. Did we set this house incorrectly? We set this house in a very small building setback line, not taking into consideration the fact that you need steps to get into it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. In looking at the property as it was set out, it's a 50 by 100 foot lot. The house sets actually 24 by 56. As soon as you set that house on that property, you can see you're instantly going to have a problem, and we did. The contractor subsequent to that, in Capital Remodeling, pulled a permit to put the two decks that he did on the house. He is the one that, when it was explained to him that they were all out of compliance, he's the one that paid the $400 for the variance hearing. The meeting time of which was given to him and to Brett Riley, and I apologize, gentlemen, for not being here, because that was my responsibility to know when that hearing was. We could have cleared that up if I had been here at that meeting then. However, I'm here now to stand ready to answer any questions that I can.
Like, I guess the bottom line is, you know, you got to have steps to get into these things, and if you set a house that you know can't tolerate steps or decks or any other way to get into the dwelling, why sell that one to them in the first place?
Doesn't make any sense, gentlemen. I can't argue.
So how does something like that happen?
I'm assuming that the people that were in charge at the time simply felt that they would be able to come in front of this body and get a variance. I mean, I cannot, for the life of me, by looking at what was approved on the size of the lot, I can't think of anything else that they were thinking. Because as you can do the math, it just doesn't work. I've got a 24-foot wide house on a 50-foot lot that leaves me a whole total of 26 feet. I've got a setback of 10 on one side and 15 on the other, and that takes your available square available footage and just takes it out. They should not have sold this gentleman this size house. They should have made him put in a 16 wide or something smaller in that area. Can't argue.
What, if any, kind of review process takes place within your business to try to police situations such as this?
Well, usually they get up front, they get from Miller and Lewis, they get a maximum building size stakeout. Here's what you can do on that. I got to tell you, however, I think Miller and Lewis also should have let us know that when they set this out, that steps were not included in that maximum usable area. Perhaps that's not their responsibility. Since these times, however, and you have mentioned that there have been other issues in the past, we rigorously enforce trying to get the steps worked into the square footage allowable on that lot so that we don't have these other issues. I've got to tell you that going forward, and I'm sure that Don will tell you, I have got now, from the same time period, I have got another issue with the exact same contractor, with the exact same thing, decks or steps that are inside of a setback.
I mean, the contractor was here, and he basically said, there's no way I can put steps in and configure steps to allow entrance without a variance, and you've essentially agreed that was the case. There was no way he could do it, correct?
No way.
Okay.
No, there'd be no steps to that house at all.
What can you do, Mr. Becker? What can you tell us, tell the board, to assure them that these instances are going to stop? I mean, the board, eventually the board's going to turn around and say no to the variances, and we're going to have a house on a lot that nobody's going to have a CO to live in, and you're all going to end up in court, and it's going to be a mess.
Yes, which is exactly how we're not going to allow it to get to that situation. We simply can't. That simply was one of the reasons why in December a change was made is because there were issues like this outstanding along with some others. I can tell you that I will take personal responsibility for any home that is set on a piece of property and any steps that are attached thereto. I certainly have dealt enough with Dawn here lately that I am easily found, and I will address any situation that comes up. Hopefully, gentlemen, we will not get ourselves into this again. This is stupid.
Well, prior to this one, the last such problem we had, and there was a string of them, ended in June of last year. We were hoping that we wouldn't come to this again. Now you're telling us there's yet another one. And like Mr. Burrell says, we can make a decision for or against. In the event that we go against approving it, then it's going to cause somebody some financial hardship.
Yes, it is. Probably me.
You say there's one more that we have a problem with now?
We do.
Same thing?
Yes.
Same thing.
I mean, that's what I had said, absolutely. This was part of one of the reasons why the old sales manager was released, because there were issues like this and on other things. But this is what I'm finding. This is what has been handed me since December to clean up. And I'm here now to work with everybody to clean these issues up.
Since this past December, you've been there?
Just December since I've gotten on board. I can't undo what's happened in the past. I can only go forward.
And this house was sold when and set when?
This house was set in March. Let's see, the final survey was March, December 20th. That's when the deck permit was issued on 12/20. So that construction would have happened just before I had gotten on board. And the original sales agreement is dated 12/1.
What about this other one? When did the date on it? When did it set?
I had this back in the office.
But since December, since January?
No, it was last year.
Okay.
Sir, you do sell homes that would fit on this lot?
Yes.
So, I guess what you're telling us is from not necessarily at this point on, but from the next one on, you'll be personally responsible.
Personally responsible.
I guess what we really like to see, and seem to be an honest man that we can take your word on that, but in the event that you wouldn't be there, then there would be concerns for the future. We'd like to really see something that the company would put into effect that would safeguard against this happening in the future. I don't know. Obviously, you get a permit, it tells you what the setback requirements are. You say you get a survey. Do you have a checklist of any sorts that this is included in? Or?
Yes, when we're setting a house, we have an ABC, and permits and surveys, placement surveys, home placement surveys are top on the list. But included in that home placement survey is each one of the surveying companies, whether it be Miller, Lewis, or Simpler, is informed what size of steps are going to be delivered to that property, so they can take that into consideration so that when they place the house, and they butt it right up against the maximum usable area on a side, they know they're going to have a step out there as well, and that if I need to get a variance, it's ahead of the game and not behind it, because I can't expect you all to just keep passing these things.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes.
Just because there will be a time where we won't.
Well, sure. Eventually, you're going to think we're stupid.
Well,
so again, what can we get from the Rick, or what, for them to give us something like,
other than telling us that, well, the proof will be in the pudding, I guess. We'll see what happens in 6 months. Hope we don't see what happens in 6 months.
Right, we got this other one, as he was saying. So,
like I said, I don't think I'm exaggerating that Love Homes is the single biggest violator that the board has had over the last 5 years that we've been keeping these records. And, mm-hmm. has to end somewhere.
Without a doubt.
Why did you build the deck, keep on building the deck when another violation? And why do you keep on going and you know it's not right? That's what I don't understand.
You can't stop them. Did you tell them?
Well.
Did you tell them it was in violation or not?
When we put the order out to Capital Remodeling to do the decks, and
right.
And we asked him to pull the appropriate permits, you know, I just hate to say that, but you do rely on your contractor to do the right thing. He's pulled the permit. It's written right on there what the setbacks are.
Right.
The survey lines are on the property. It isn't like you can miss this stuff.
Okay.
Now,
but it would say no difference other than him doing that, then you setting a trailer on the lot that you know it's not going to fit, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go right back to, you know, yeah, he should know that. He pulls his. But here you create it right from the beginning. You're setting, you know, you're putting too big of a trailer on a lot that won't hold it. So how can you, you
I can't
know,
argue.
Right.
Can't.
So really, it goes right back to you again.
It does.
Right?
And that's what I said right up front,
so
is
why
that
would
we
you,
put too big a house on that property.
Then why did you tell him that, though? That it was too big, that it wouldn't carry the steps, or it couldn't hold the steps?
Unfortunately, again, I was not there at the time that the house was placed. I was given this as, by the way, you know, here's the decks, here's our contractor, they went out and put out. Then it was inspected for the C of O,
right.
And that's when I was informed there was a problem. I did not go out and measure from the steps to the property lines.
Right.
Because I relied on my contractors and doing his job correctly. I can see, however, that these surveys are going to be more important so that we can hold accountable and do this right the first time and not be here later on trying to explain how we got here.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's got to change in your part of it, where you guys got to go out and check it yourself.
Yes. But that's going to be part of by getting the survey done up front, including the step size. And as long as we place that house and then measure it back against the property lines, we should not have any more issues.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If you notice on the survey, what the problem is, what I'm finding with a lot of places with their decks or steps, they're making them bigger now. And instead of letting them run down the side of the house, they're having it come straight out. And that's what's making them encroach. That's what's making them in violation. Now, if it ran it down the side, you know, you can still encroach that 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put the steps and out towards the road or out towards the other property line, that's what's putting them in violation.
Like you had that 8x8 with steps running down, then it came out.
Yeah, they just turn them. The two steps on the sides, they can actually make them in compliance by turning them.
That one larger deck, Dawn.
That the front one, it's no. There's no correcting that one. But the sides, it's really the steps that threw them into, coming out the sides that threw them into violation.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to explain that to more than one company that I'm running across. If you have the steps not come out that straight out, you're not going to be in violation if you run it down the side.
Okay. Thank you for that, Don.
Then I guess I would suggest the board just take it under advisement and then put it back in the on the agenda where it was for consideration.
But may I go ahead and make an offer to the council then? On the two decks that we were just talking about, why don't I go ahead and move those steps from coming from cascading out to turning along the side of the house, which will put me in compliance on two of the three offending issues. The deck out front is simply out of compliance from foot one.
Consider that.
Okay.
Consider that.
Any other questions?
That's it. Thanks
no, that's
for
it.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming.
Thanks for coming.
Oh.
Okay. We'll just take a motion on the.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9492 under advisement.
And have a second to that motion.
Okay.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson. With a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 9492 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion so carried. Now,